This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Appu Gapak. Governor K.T. Parnaik has extended his greetings and best wishes to the people of the state on the joyous occasion of Chindang Festival. He expressed his hope that the vibrant festival of the Sajolang community would usher in good harvests, prosperity and happiness to every home across the state. In his message, the governor said that traditional festivals like Chindang are not only occasions of joy and togetherness, but also vital expressions of our rich cultural heritage and deep environmental consciousness. On this auspicious occasion, I join my Sajolang brethren in offering prayers to the Almighty for the health, happiness and welfare for all, the governor said in his message. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today congratulated Dr. Krishna Chaulu and her dedicated research team from the Botanical Survey of India on the remarkable discovery of Impatiens Rajibayana, a new species of balsam found in the natural forests of Shergaon in West Kameng district. In a social media post, Khandu said that the scientific milestone not only enriches India's floral diversity but also highlights the unmatched biodiversity of Arunachal Pradesh, a true treasure of the Eastern Himalaya biodiversity hotspot. He further stressed that such achievements reaffirm the importance of continued scientific exploration and conservation of Arunachal's pristine natural heritage. Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta today delivered a lecture on procurement guidelines at the Administrative Training Institute, Nahalagan. The lecture was a part of the induction training program for newly recruited APCS officers entry grade, APPS, DSP and elite services. It aims to equip new officers with a foundational understanding of government procurement procedures and to highlight their significance in ensuring transparent and effective public administration, emphasizing the importance of procedural integrity and fiscal discipline. The Chief Secretary urged officers to ensure compliance with established norms and ethical standards while handling procurement matters. Minister of Agriculture and Horticulture Gabriel D. Wangsu held a meeting with the director and scientists of ICAR, Central Institute for Research and Cattle in Meerut, Uttar Pradesh, yesterday. During the meeting, Director Dr. D. A. K. Mohanty and his team highlighted their journey and cutting-edge innovations in cattle research and breed improvement. Expressing confidence over the meeting, Wangsu in a social media post stressed that the collaboration will be mutually beneficial, bringing ICARC's scientific expertise to strengthen Arunachal's indigenous cattle development programs while opening new avenues for research. Under the ongoing Operation Dawn 2.0, the East Siang police apprehended two individuals and seized approximately gross 9.28 grams of suspected heroin from 4 Mile Pasighat yesterday. The operation was planned by the Anti-Drug Squad ADS of East Siang in coordination with Anti-Drugs Warriors Pasighat. An undercover buyer was deployed to approach the peddler, following which the accused, lady peddler and one habitual drug user were caught red-handed. Accordingly, a case has been registered under the NDPS Act at Pasighat Police Station. Investigation is underway currently. SP East Siang commended the efforts of the ADS team and reiterated the district police's firm commitment to a zero-tolerance policy against drug-related offenses. He urged the public to report such illicit activities. The Indian Army today commenced the Shaurya motorcycle rally from Ligabali Military Station. The joint rally, a tribute to the brave hearts of the 1962 India-China War, will traverse through the rugged terrain and remote valleys of Arunachal Pradesh, retracing the historic routes taken during the 1962 war, covering a distance of approximately 900 kilometers, a total of 20 riders comprising of serving soldiers from Indian Army and ITBP and also 12 civilians from Assam and Arunachal, will pass through key battle locations, interacting with local communities and promoting no drugs and no school dropouts, an initiative by the government of Arunachal Pradesh. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.